After a lot of back and forth, a big change is about to land in the U.S. airline industry. This morning, JetBlue announced it had reached a deal to buy Spirit Airlines. Just yesterday, Spirit shareholders turned down a merger offer from Frontier. The decision ends one of the industry's biggest corporate love triangles and paves the way for JetBlue to become the fifth largest airline in the country. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now for more. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jane.
Well, it's been quite the 24 hours for Spirit. Tell us how this deal finally came about after weeks of delays.
Yeah, even someone who doesn't care about airlines, but just likes reality TV, like you said, a love triangle, right?
Right.
Maybe an episode of The Bachelorette or something, right? The object of affection, as you said, Spirit, Frontier and JetBlue both wanted it. Essentially, Frontier no longer was in the running. Shareholders wanted Spirit to do a deal with JetBlue because JetBlue was offering more money. Spirit's board was worried that a deal with JetBlue wouldn't pass regulatory muster, but in the end, that's the deal that got done here. And you knew once they said Frontier was no longer in the running that the only alternative was JetBlue. But that might have just been the easy part for JetBlue, because now it's about convincing regulators that this deal is not bad for consumers.
Right. So tell us more about the hurdles that may lie ahead.
Right. Well, JetBlue is a larger airline than Spirit. It's an airline that overlaps a lot with Spirit in terms of its network. Both of these airlines fly a lot between the Northeast and Florida, for example. JetBlue with a product that customers tend to like more, but also with higher fares, and that's the concern here. The Department of Justice is already suing JetBlue in relation to an alliance it has with American Airlines, where they're cooperating in the Northeast, places like Boston. And now you add to that JetBlue attempting to acquire Spirit. The question is what happens to airfares. Regulators clearly are worried. JetBlue, by the way, has positioned this as the opposite. They say this is not about reducing competition. This is about creating another strong competitor against the even more dominant airlines, basically saying Spirit and JetBlue alone can't compete against the giant airlines, but together they can.
I see. So you mentioned the impact on airfares. What does this mean for travelers?
Well, it depends on where you live. You know, if you live in one of those places where right now JetBlue and Spirit are both options, let's say you're flying between New York and Florida, for example, mm-hmm. There will be one fewer airline. There's no denying that, even though, again, JetBlue says that wouldn't cause fares to go up. The history has been that, you know, when airlines merge, the immediate impact is, less competition. Same thing happens in any industry, maybe an upward pressure on airfares, even though over time, despite all the airline consolidation we've seen, airfares in real terms adjusted for inflation tend to go down.
Interesting. So either one of these mergers would have made the resulting airline the fifth largest U.S. carrier. So in our last 30 seconds here, put this into context for us. How's this going to change the landscape, change the industry?
Yeah, well, first of all, right, you've got United, Delta, American, the big three global airlines, Southwest, far larger than anyone else. Right now, it's Alaska after them. Alaska, which several years ago merged with Virgin America, which, oh, by the way, JetBlue wanted to buy.
Yes,
so this time it comes out on top. And so JetBlue and Spirit together. But this giant ultra low cost airline, Spirit, that a lot of people like the fares, even if they don't like the lack of legroom and all the extra charges, going away as an independent airline.
Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Jane.